Fox News has paid $12 million to settle a workplace discrimination lawsuit brought by a former producer. Her name is Abby Grossberg. Her legal claims were key to Fox's ouster of its primetime star Tucker Carlson and its settlement of an even bigger lawsuit over election fraud claims broadcast in 2020. NPR Media correspondent David Folkenflik is covering this story. And David, tell us who Abby Grossberg is and why she sued Fox.
Sure. Abby Grossberg was a top booker for Maria Bartiromo, booker being a person who basically lands guests for a show, before she joined Tucker Carlson's show in September of last year. She said, look, she wasn't naive. She knew that Tucker was often accused, probably rightly, of saying discriminatory, biased, racist, sexist things on the air, but thought working for the show would be different. She alleged in her suit she found actually rampant sexism and anti-Semitism, bigotry, hostility. She spoke earlier this spring on Morning Edition about the response she got from a supervisor at Fox News when she complained about all that.
And his response to me was, we're just following Tucker's tone. That's Tucker's tone. And I do really believe that it all trickles down from the top. And what you see on air is who Tucker Carlson really is.
Carlson, for his part, told me he didn't know Grossberg at all. He was working remotely the whole time, which is true, but she participated in a lot of team video calls and other discussions. Fox launched an investigation and ousted him in spring.
And what role did her lawsuit play in the other bigger one, the defamation case over election fraud falsehoods?
Well, in some ways, it may play a pretty big role in this settlement and the size of it. She had originally filed another suit, since dismissed, in which she accused Fox's legal team of trying to make her the scapegoat in this huge case brought by a voting technology company called Dominion Voting Systems, which had been accused on a number of accounts by Fox guests and even hosts of essentially rigging the election for Joe Biden in 2020. She said she felt pressured to lie in sworn depositions to protect Fox stars and executives, and that she was going to be presented as the one who had booked a Trump ally to go on Maria Bartiromo's show and spread some of these lies.
$12 million seems like a lot of money to settle this type of complaint. Any clues as to why Fox chose this path?
Well, Fox was taking a beating by the judge who was overseeing that Dominion law, that case. And then she announced that she had dozens of audio tapes. And suddenly Fox started being a lot more complimentary of her. At the time, it said that it had investigated. It said that her claims of being pressured by lawyers were false. But it sort of backed away from some of that rhetoric. She and her legal team dribbled some of them out in media reports. They indicated that there were a lot more damning revelations about the handling of these allegations of election fraud. Why does that matter? Well, there's another huge defamation suit from a second voting tech company called Smartmatic for $2.7 billion. That's still ahead. And Fox, you know, wants to kind of clear the decks. It's had a bad history of workplace issues, had to settle, you know, costed over $200 million to settle a series of sexual harassment allegations and suits and related claims. Fox right now wants to move forward, and in fact, that's what it said in settling this case today.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.